to Dailyish, episode number 55. This is Tuesday, November 11th. It's minus 12 degrees. Probably feels colder like that. Colder than that with the wind chill. I haven't even bothered to look at the wind chill because this isn't a weather podcast, so you'll have to find that out for yourself. There's snow on the ground, though. I can see it. I guess it's okay. It's mid-November. We should be allowed to have snow or okay with the idea. Still, it just takes a little bit of easing in when it does finally happen. It's not enough, though, I don't think, to go shovel, right? That's we can all agree it'll just kind of blow away this time. Something, maybe, onto the neighbor's yard. This episode of Dailyish is brought to you by Campaign Monitor. Campaign Monitor is a company we talk about a lot on Good Stuff because they've been supporting us since we founded Good Stuff from the very beginning. If you need to send beautiful-looking emails to clients, customers, potential friends, family members, visit campaignmonitor.com and get started today in about 60 seconds. A bit of follow-up from last episode. I got some feedback from folks, and I think maybe I oversold my desperation or the state of affairs that I will be in when Sue, my wife, leaves for a few weeks in a couple days here. There is plenty of help available. My wife's parents have offered to take the kids and help with food and all that kind of stuff. And so there is no great dire emergency, despite what I may have made it sound like. But Sue has also made tons of some food and labeled everything in the house and detailed instructions on what to do in the event that I need milk and things like that. You know, things that I just am otherwise incapable of managing for myself. Because the unfortunate thing is, normally, you know, if someone goes away, maybe they go on a day trip to Edmonton or something like that, or a weekend trip. Say the Lucy has some issues with some teeth or whatever, you just would text and be like, hey, what's going on? Or FaceTime maybe and quickly show her what's going on or whatever. Someone's got a weird bruise or whatever. All that kind of weird stuff that can happen just with kids and life and stuff. But with Australia being the other side of the world, as you may know, the world is round generally. And there are on Australia's more or less on the other side of the world from where we are. Most of the day when I'm dealing with stuff or whatever will be when they're sleeping. And so I can't just quickly text and say, where the heck is the taco meat that you said was in the freezer? And I can't find it, even though it's sitting right in front of me labeled clearly saying taco meat. And so, although having said that now, I guess it'll be good because in nighttime is always when, like, your kids never get sick during the day or never have weird growths come out of their nose, you know, at 4 p.m. in the afternoon. It's always like 2 in the morning all of a sudden, and you're like groggy and trying to figure out what's going on, and is your kid about to die, or are you just delusional and can't sleep, and yeah, et cetera. And so, but at that moment, then she'll actually be awake and alert, and so over there in Australia, so maybe it'll all work out. Anyways, we shall persevere, survive. So yeah, she leaves Thursday night here, back in 2 weeks almost, Wednesday. During that time, there's actually what we've put together, Carrie Halstead, host of the fabulous, I guess we're grown-ups now, podcast here on Good Stuff, and I have put together a quick little meetup that we wanted to do with any Good Stuff listeners, fans, co-hosts, hosts, whatever your title may be. If you have some sort of connection, you listen to this show alone, that's the only one, and you want to see talk podcasting and have a few, maybe an adult beverage or two and some yummy food, November 21st. At State and Main here in Saskatoon. There's a sign-up form with details in the show notes. We just need to know roughly, you know, numbers, how many people are going to be coming out, and to accommodate that kind of thing. I have no idea how many people will come out. So yeah, if you're interested in coming, definitely throw your name down and hope to see you there. It's a Friday night. I won't be bringing the kids with me. That'll be one of the nights they're with their grandparents, so you won't get to meet them. Understandably, at it's a restaurant bar, I think. Yeah, I don't think you have to be licensed of age or whatever. If there's younger listeners, obviously get permission from your parents. Anyways, so yeah, I'd love to see you out there. There may actually be, if they arrive in time, some Good Stuff stickers I ordered. So thanks to some Schwag, I think, is what they call that, maybe. As it is November 11th that I'm recording this, when you work for yourself and work even more like on a podcast thing that's all digital and days and of events and things, kind of like, it's a little easier now with kids in school. You get reminded of stuff, but for a while, it's things just don't even register. There's nobody at work who like reminds you, next Tuesday is Remembrance Day or Christmas is coming up or whatever. Those kind of, more typically the smaller events, the less sort of big whole cultural events that go on. But anyway, we kind of books things, and I have an interview today for my Show Me Your Mic podcast with somebody and booked like months ago and didn't really register when just throwing, it's just every Tuesday, and just so Remembrance Day happens to line up on a Tuesday this year. And so I'm not sure exactly what to do with this in podcast form. And like, because some people will be listening to this on Tuesday, some people will be listening later. Do I put a moment of silence in? What do I do with that? And how do I, honor that day in what I do? I'm just because of circumstances with Sue leaving and stuff, I'm needing to do some work today and get things done and ahead of time a bit. And so how do you handle that as a solo business owner and stuff? So for this anyways, for podcasting today, I've decided I won't have any outro music, and I'll just leave a minute of silence at the end of this recording of this episode. It's there to remind me to pause and reflect on the men and women who gave their lives in pursuit of peace and freedom. And I'll leave it, of course, up to you, obviously, to decide what to do with that minute. After, if you're interested, the Saskatchewan government has this geo-memorial program. It's been running for a number of years, where they name lakes, rivers, and other geographic locations in memory of men and women who served in war and various things. And so my wife's dad's uncle was killed in World War II, and in 2009 I was invited to film a documentary of them going to place a plaque, a group of them going to place a plaque at Otway Lake, which is in memory of John Otway, the gentleman who served in World War II. And so I'll put the link in the show notes. It's about a 30-minute documentary. It's both sort of tells a story of flying up to Otway Lake, which is quite a ways north from where we live here, and on a float plane eventually, and landing on the lake and stuff, very remote, and placing this plaque, but also interweaves the story of John Otway and just his life going to war, and then family hearing the news after what had happened and things like that to him. So you're welcome to check that out. It's about, like I said, about 30 minutes long, and not like super amazingly professionally produced documentary, but it was the first and only documentary I've made of that length, that's for sure. But I had lots of fun and very, very surprisingly emotional, just, out in the middle of nowhere and putting this plaque that someone may or may not ever actually see, depending on, what happens, obviously, and things like that. But still the connection to the past and to those that have come before, and remembering, and all that stuff. Just kind of, it was a great, great trip, and glad to be a part of it, and glad to help the family anyways remember and honor their uncle or dad or grandfather, etc. So thanks for listening. Have a great day.